This is your devotion for day 10, entitled, Why Do You Doubt? Today's devotion is prepared by Brother Jack Kuhlman and is based on Matthew 14, 22 through 33 and Mark 6, 45 through 56. Oceans where feet may fail. You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep my faith will stand. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves when ocean rise. I will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. Where feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you've never failed me and you won't start now. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters where you call me, where you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet would ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Oh, Jesus, you're my God, so I will call upon you, your name, and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. This is a Hillsong United album entitled Zion, and the song is titled Oceans, Where Feet May Fail. The words of the music describe the thoughts of many believers who are led into deep waters by the Lord in order to test their faith, and how those true believers long for those deep water moments because they recognize that it is there where closeness with Christ is found. Therein is the description of seeing Him in all things. We think of the apostles as being mountains of faith. And of course they are, but they didn't start that way. So today we'll look at them, take a moment, and there we're fighting for life in deep waters, and how that stretched and strengthened the fabric of their faith in Christ. The event described by Matthew in chapter 14, 22 through 33 takes place immediately following the feeding of more than 5,000 folks with no more than 2 fish and 5 small loaves of bread. You would think that at this point, these men who lived with Jesus and were his closest companions would comprehend his deity and believe him to be capable of anything. But as we find out in these verses, that is not the case. After miraculously feeding the large crowd, Jesus made the disciples get in the boat and head out into the Sea of Galilee, Matthew 14, 22. As he himself goes to pray, verse 23. Because we have the benefit of the scripture, we do comprehend the deity of Christ, and we know that he knows all and all at all times. So why would he send his disciples out into the sea, knowing that they would experience strong winds and buffering waves, verse 24? Well, don't you know that experience is the best teacher, and that we learn most by doing, and also that maturity is perfect and perfection come through trials, James 1. Okay, so you do know why he did it, and now you know why you struggle with life's lessons. At dawn, Jesus went to them, verse 25. The disciples had been fighting the wind and waves all night to cross what is relatively a small body of water, and Jesus had been watching and praying for them the entire time. Scripture doesn't mention it, but I bet he was praying for them to be ready for what was to come next. And I bet they were praying too, praying that Jesus would come and save them, which he did, but not in the same way anyone would expect. How often do we cry out to God for a rescue and then fail to see him because he works in some way we didn't expect or possibly didn't want? Be still and know that he is God. These men were terrified by God's plan of rescue, verse 25, and they were Jesus' closest friends. And yet in the midst of the storm, they didn't recognize him. There's a lesson in that for all of us. Then there's Peter, not satisfied with just knowing that Jesus is there to rescue him. Peter wants to be intimately with Jesus. He wants to walk alongside Jesus, to touch him, and to be near him, verse 28. We all want that for ourselves, don't we? But do we have the faith to step out of the boat? What faith Peter shows in stepping out of the into this turbulent sea to be with Jesus, verse 29. Oh, how I want to have that faith. But right at that moment that Peter shows himself to be a pillar of faith for all of us to follow, he falters and begins to go down. What caused Peter to fail? The same thing that causes us to fail, or not even to step out and attempt great things. He took his eyes off Jesus. When he saw the wind, verse 30. Peter had been fighting that wind all night. Surely he knew it was there. But when his eyes were on Jesus and his desire to be with Jesus was supreme, the wind didn't matter. Then Jesus asked this most piercing question, the one I hear so often. Why did you doubt? Verse 30. What miraculous things God could accomplish in the lives of believers if only his believers could overcome their doubt. Later in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says that if we would believe without doubting, nothing would be impossible for us. Matthew 21, verses 21 through 22. But too often, we see the wind, our circumstances and surroundings, which causes doubt and failure. Jesus and Peter get in the boat. The wind ceases to blow, and the disciples are amazed, beginning to worship Jesus. They cry out, "Truly, you are the Son of God," verses 32 and 33. Seriously? They are just now realizing this? Where have they been during this previous 14 chapters of Matthew's gospel? The previous day, they had witnessed and taken part in Jesus' feeding a huge crowd of people with practically nothing. Was that not enough of a sign for them? We'll look over at Mark 6, 51 through 52. They were amazed at him walking on the water because they had not understood about the loaves, because they had not understood the real significance of the miracle. They could not grasp Jesus' supernatural character as it was displayed in his power over the sea. Why had they not understood the miraculous feeding? Because their hearts were hardened. The disciples' minds were impenetrable, so they could not perceive who Christ really was. This phrase conveys or alludes to rebellion, not just ignorance. We see this so often in people today, an inability to understand the message of the gospel due to an attitude of rebellion towards God. Even our faith and belief, we must fight to subdue the human sin nature of a rebellious attitude which refuses to fully believe. As we are seeking his kingdom, let us resolve to believe and not doubt, trusting Christ in all things. Step out of a boat and attempt the impossible. You too will be amazed at what God will accomplish in you. This concludes your devotion for day 10.